This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Is it because you want to get baconated?
Hashtag baconate your man.
Yep.
I still haven't eaten a baconator, by the way.
Steve, let's go do it right now.
How about this? Next week, I'll get a baconator right before the show starts and I will eat it on the air.
Thank God.
You're going to have a fucking heart attack on the show.
Well, I'll die as I lived, covered in sweat and eating things.
Steve, I will go get a Baconator too. That way we can have Baconators together.
And die together.
We can have a Baconator date.
Everybody, community event coming up.
Why are we giving them money?
What? Giving whom what?
Why are we as a community trying to give them money?
Because Wendy's is delicious. What are you talking about?
It's horrible.
No, it's incredible.
December 5th at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be having a group Baconator eating. It's called Christmas with a Heart Attack.
No, Christmas with Cholesterol. I see I made it funny.
Baconating your man is just a bonus at that point.
Right. And if you want to baconate your man, do it.
All right. I want to see if they actually got Mufasa's corpse.
Last time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Glad you can make it down here, Detective. We could really use your assistance on this one.
Jeez, is that the body? Holy Christmas, what happened to him?
You're supposed to tell us. You're the detective. That's the third one this month. We gotta find this creep before they strike again.
Based on the compound fractures, the shattered cartilage around the wrist, the severe head trauma, it looks like they were forced to read bad fanfiction until their bodies revolted and destroyed them from the inside out.
Sir, we also found this near the body. Why would there be a cassette recorder here?
The sick bastard.
The suspect must have been recording it for their own enjoyment. And it seems they wanted us to hear something, too.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Should we really do that? I've seen horror movies that started this way.
I've also seen hentai that started this way.
Hello, Mr. Police Cops Lawman. If you have hopes to find me and stop me, you will have to play my game. Each week I will send you the worst fanfiction I can find. You must read it and survive, or the bodies will keep coming.
Please help me! He's already made me read four stories! I don't think I can handle anymore!
Damn, how did you know my name was Police Cops Lawman?
Sir, why did the power just go out?
Oh god, I just got hit with some paper. It couldn't be. It can't be!
Your mind and body can't possibly be ready for the thrilling conclusion of Friday Night Fanfiction. Brought to you by Nighthorse Media. Director, Grand Manat. Executive Producer, Corporate Steve.
Fish assholes.
What?
Manhattan style, the best kind.
Lower levels of spice.
Oh, it was made for me, except I don't like fish.
John.
Yes.
Video game.
I know, I'm playing one.
Yeah, make that a thing that is not happening anymore.
We can hear the controller.
Who am I, David?
Rule applies to everyone, buddy.
The shame bucket is getting so much worse.
Jesus, not the fucking whole chicken.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Cream possum.
Oh, that, yeah.
Where the fuck is Lack finding that?
Are you also staring at the creamed pasta with sweet potatoes garnished in coon fat gravy?
Yes. That reminds me too much of home.
Have you eaten creamed possum?
Me? No, God. I have standards.
Have you eaten value brand spooch?
Oh my God.
And tomato sauce.
I don't know what other sauces you can put spooch in, but possums are awesome because they eat ticks. Do not eat possums.
Pure Texas armadillo, sun-dried and road tenderized.
That looks fake. That does look fake. The road tenderized is 100% fake.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, this grasshoppers, queen weaver. Yeah, that's enough of that. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host.
That's just fishing bait.
No, they're chocolate covered super worms.
Yeah, fishing bait.
I am your host, Steve-O, the alpha chocolate covered super worm. Joining me are fellow super worms, David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, and our guest super worm, Niami Rose.
Screw you.
Oh, hell no. I'm a queen weaver ant.
No, Steve, I am decidedly a beta cuck wimpy worm.
Well, Valerie is apparently a goose asshole, so...
Well, if you didn't like the fish assholes, there's the goose asshole.
Tactical bacon! This is stupid.
We need to stop doing so many of these visual bits on our radio podcast.
At least we're saying that these are all stupid canned things, that some of which look obviously fake. I will say, apparently, Lester's, the awful soda company that makes the peanut butter jelly soda.
I remember that.
They've come up with a new one, chocolate-covered maple-smoked bacon soda.
Oh my god, can we please make a ramenade with that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound half bad, to be honest.
It's gonna be disgusting and nobody's gonna want to eat it.
I'll take it down.
Tonight we're gonna be resuming reading Raphael and Michelangelo, Together Forever, by Shel Norland, and starting us off is going to be David. Page 11.
Page 11? Jesus Christ.
Yes, because we did this last week, when your back decided to stage a revolt.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Of course I will, Raph. I'd be honored, Leonardo said with a smile, and a Raphael smiles back. Wait.
Just like goldfish.
They smile back. Once they bought their wedding clothes, they got out of Macy's. Macy's? Really? For wedding clothes? Really?
Yep.
Not everybody can shop at the big and tall store.
That's true.
I buy all my wedding clothes at Hot Topic.
Oh, same.
And walk around the mall to look around. The third team went to a small bridal shop where they are going to get their wedding clothes. Like, wait, I thought they just got out of Macy's with the wedding clothes.
No. They got to get more wedding clothes.
Oh, okay. It's like a Hindi wedding where they change outfits like four times.
No, it's a Christmas Carol where they bundle up like Ralphie.
Just bundle up in wedding dresses.
Yeah.
And then there are two weird Muppets screaming at you because they're Marley and Marley.
And then you come walking down like a starfish.
We're Marley and Marley. Whoa. white. Okay.
April got a nice white bread.
Right. April got a nice white bread.
It was Wonder Bread. Yeah.
April just got a nice white bridesmaid wedding dress with some nice white shiny shoes, while Chrissy got a nice yellow flower girl wedding dress with some yellow fake flowers attached and with some nice yellow shiny shoes. Once they tried them on, they looked into the mirror.
Wow, we look both... We both looked beautiful.
Wow,
we both looked beautiful. Not anymore, though. We're hideous monsters, Chrissy said.
Ah.
Help! We sure do look beautiful and gorgeous, April said. And then once they bought their wedding clothes with their shiny shoes, they start to go out and find some jewelry to match their outfits. The second team went to a place called JCPenney. Not JCPenney's, which is the real place. JCPenney. Which is where Michelangelo got his orange wedding tuxedo and his orange matching tie and his orange shiny shoes. Donatello got his purple wedding tuxedo and with his purple matching tie and purple shiny shoes. Starting to see a noticeable pattern here.
Yeah.
Wilka got a black wedding. This reads like a fucking kid's book.
It reads worse than a kid's book.
Who the fuck is Wilka?
I don't know who Wilka is.
No one knows. It's like another friend that they put into the story.
Wilka, this is you.
Where's Treg?
Yeah, where is Treg?
Treg is at least six seasons away.
Oh. Why is it going to take you that long to get pregnant?
If you read a lot of kids' books, they do a lot of repetition. Wilka got a black wedding tuxedo with his black matching tie and his black shiny shoes. Once they all tried on their wedding clothes, they looked at themselves in the mirrors.
Well, we all look dashing. Not anymore, though. We're all hideous monsters, Michelangelo said. You said it, Mikey, Donatello said. Yeah.
We all look dashing, Wilka said. Say, Donnie, mind if I ask you...
A question?
Michelangelo asked. Sure, go ahead, Donatello said.
This might sound crazy. Well, would you like to be my maid of honor?
Michelangelo asked Donatello, smiled, and gives Michelangelo a hug. Yes, of course, I will be your maid of honor, and thank you for the offer. Donatello said with a smile.
And the wedding is going to be emceed by Vanilla Ice.
If there's a problem, yo, he'll solve it. Yes, of course, I'll be your maid of honor, and thank you for the offer, Donatello said with a smile, and Michelangelo smiled back. Once they bought their clothes, they all came out of JCPenney, and they all start to walk.
Wait. Who's Mikey marrying?
Raphael.
Oh, sure.
Is it? Really?
It's the title of the story.
Sure, whatever.
What's the title?
Raphael and Michelangelo together forever through Macy's and JCPenney Black Friday sales.
No, Steve, that just means they're in a band. That doesn't mean they're getting married. Because what band has ever broken up?
I can't think of one.
No. Not a single one.
I can't think of a single band that's ever broken up. Not even after people have died. I think they resuscitated Lemmy after he died, and Motorhead is still touring today.
I know they glued that guy from Def Leppard's arm back on.
Wait, they glued a guy to his arm, so now he's a drummer with one arm and also another guy?
Yeah, another guy attached to him.
Yeah, and the Beatles are on their 700th world tour.
Right, and Paul McCartney, it's George Harrison and
John Lennon.
Fucking Jimbo Starr are holograms.
Jimbo Starr. Oh, no. Don't you dare talk about Richard Starkey that way.
Once they bought their clothes, they all came out of JCPenney and they all start to walk around the mall and look around to see on what will be nice for the wedding. Back to the first team. They all stop at a music store to find some good music on what will be nice for the wedding. Raphael found some good songs for the wedding, which they all sang by John Michael Montgomery, Mark Willis, and maybe Chicago, and also Shania Twain.
Those are some people.
The damn immigrants! They gave me Chicano! For the second team, they all stopped at a decorating shop on what will be nice for a wedding theme, since the colors for the chairs are going to be red and orange colors. And that itself similar to Disney's Cars. While April and Chrissy are at the jewelry store to find some jewelry to match their wedding clothes. This story is dumb.
Welcome to last week.
Oh, thank God I missed half of the story.
Oh no, you missed great. You missed great stuff.
Next up is me.
Macaroni and cheese.
Once they got everything for the wedding, they all head out of the mall, and they all stop at a small bakery to get a wedding cake, which the wedding cake will be...
What are you doing? What are you doing by yourself?
Oh, who put me... Oh. You know what? I'm just going to stay here. It's nice and quiet.
Hold on. Did I miss something? Oh, Steve went to the boo box.
Guys, it's okay. I think I'm just going to stay in the boo box for my read. Bye.
Finally scared him off. Sorry, Val.
All right, can I continue reading about our corporate overlords?
Yes.
Wait, we have sponsors now?
No, they have sponsors. We're just shilling for them now. This is how the Ninja Turtles make rent.
What? How come we got a third string sponsorship? That's not cool.
Do you know how expensive it is to rent the entire New York City sewer system?
Not a lot. If they're paying a lot, then they're getting a real crap deal.
It's kind of a dump. Once they got everything for the wedding, they all head out of the mall, and they all stopped at a small bakery to get a wedding cake, which the wedding cake will be vanilla, and it will have four layers that has red and orange colors with Raphael's and Michelangelo's initials on the cake in big letters in orange and red frosting. Like, the first layer will be in red and it will have Michelangelo's initial. The second layer will
Jesus
be in orange.
All right,
first off, that's a monogram.
And it will have Raphael's initial, and it goes on until the fourth layer, which the fourth layer will be in orange, and it will have Raphael's initial along with some red and orange piping around the layers.
All right, keep going.
That's a long ass run-on sentence. That's 3/4 of the paragraph.
Wait, no, there's still more. The first layer will have orange piping. The second layer will have red piping. The third layer will have orange piping. And the fourth layer will have red piping. Once they got the cake, they put the cake in the freezer for the wedding, and they all put everything away and check their lists to see if they got everything.
See who's naughty and nice.
So you get that? I want to see somebody MS paint me their wedding cake now, please. Red tuxedo? Check. Red matching tie and red shiny shoes? Double check. Music for the wedding? Check. Sean, what would be your ideal getting married song?
Ball with the Ball by Kid Rock.
Oh! Logan, what's your ideal getting married song?
The Game by Motorhead.
David, what's your ideal getting married song?
David, you've been married twice. Which one did you prefer?
Well, I definitely prefer my second marriage over my first one.
No, I meant the song.
Oh, we didn't have a song at the second one, so.
Oh, come on. I know they played a song during that Final Fantasy marriage.
What was the song playing on the radio as you drove away from the courthouse?
I don't listen to the radio.
All right, Dave, what is the song that you put on immediately after getting married? Or in your mind, in the idealized version of your mind, what song did you put on the radio after getting married?
Chariots of Fire theme.
Yeah, I like it. Niami, what about you?
Oh, no, but maybe I'm just morbid, but I'm thinking all the songs I'm thinking of are songs that I would also just kill my first husband to.
Ah,
that works.
So Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Somebody once told me.
Val, what's yours?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't really do anything with music except, like, work.
Okay. Mine would be You and Me and The Bottle Makes Three Tonight.
Of course.
Of course.
Raphael said while checking off his list, orange tuxedo? Check. Orange matching tie and orange shiny shoes? Double check. Theme for the wedding? Check. Michelangelo said while checking off his list, best man, check, Raphael said. Maid of honor, check, Michelangelo said. Decorations, check, Raphael said. Wedding cake, check, Michelangelo said. Wow, looks like we got everything that we need for our wedding. So what are we gonna do for a rehearsal?
Why is this fic just entirely just lists?
Because lists really put the butts in seats.
Yep, Raphael asked while pulling out his stat sheet.
For example, at the store that they're at right now, they have Allen wrenches, gerbil feeders, toilet seats, electric heaters, trash compactors, juice extractors, shower rods and water meters, walkie-talkies, copper wires, safety goggles, radial tires, BB pellets, rubber mounts, fans and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, window paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paint removers, window louvers, masking tape and plastic gutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, weather stripping jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grout and spackle, power foggers and spoons and ladles, SSI fumigation, high performance lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, press connectors, wrecking shields, smoke detectors, tire gauges, thermostats, and motor blockers, trailer hitches, magnetizers, automatic circuit breakers, magnetizers, sealing energizers, shock panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, generators, manifold, pepper shakers.
So that was the end of the episode, and it just trailed off, right?
I downloaded a document that is titled The Longest List, and it's only 2 pages long. I don't think that's true.
So, 2 points, David. Number one, great recitation of Weird Al's Hardware Store Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a plus one for automatic circumcisers, Weird Al, but you get a minus one for not mentioning duct tape anywhere in your fucking song. What the hell is an automatic circumciser?
Oh, you know, it's one of those, you know, machine-like moils.
It's just a guillotine!
Yeah, Robin Hood Men Tights.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah, that is a fucking guillotine.
Yep.
Just stick it in, and off goes the tip.
So, what are we gonna do for rehearsal? Raphael asked, without an end quote, so he's still talking. Well, I know we're going to have the wedding in Central Park, and that is going to be held on the 4th of July. So why not we do the rehearsal on the 3rd of July? Michelangelo said. That's a wonderful idea, my son. I'm sorry. That's Splinter. What does Splinter sound like again?
He sounds like a racist old Asian man.
Ah, that's a wonderful idea, my son, Splinter said. Good idea, Mikey. I love your brain. And I love you. I thought that said, I love you, brain, when I first read it.
Yeah.
Raphael said, giving Michelangelo a hug, which at the same time, Michelangelo starts to have a small panic attack. And he calmed down when he let out a small breath of air that the panic attack is gone when he is in Raphael's... strong green arms.
That's how that works.
On the third day of July.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the third day of Christmas.
Me too.
They are going to get started on the wedding rehearsal. Donatello used his computer to see what the weather is going to be for the wedding on the 4th of July. Redundancy and tense changes. This is just full of it. Okay, what's the weather going to be on the 4th of July? He said to himself when he's on his computer. Well, in the nighttime, the weather is going to be clear skies and a little warm. and not a cloud in the sky. Clear sky is a little warm, not a cloud in the sky. Perfect. Just what we need for the wedding, Donatello said. Chrissy is practicing on dropping fake flowers on the floor since she is the flower girl, while Raphael and Michelangelo start to train Buddy and Oreo on how to hold the rings by using red and orange pillows to hold the rings carefully. Okay, Buddy and Oreo, sit, Raphael said. Buddy and Oreo sit. Then Raphael and Michelangelo, I scrolled down and lost my place. Gave Buddy and Oreo red and orange pillows to hold the rings gently with their teeth. Okay, Buddy and Oreo, come. Michelangelo said. Buddy and Oreo walked together towards Raphael and Michelangelo.
Oreo just shoots some Oreo-flavored ropes everywhere.
Okay, sit, Raphael said. Buddy and Oreo sit. All right, stay, Michelangelo said. Buddy and Oreo stay sitting. Oh, this is riveting. Next up is Val.
Steve, I sent you something that we need to spend some Nine Horse money on.
Okay, I'll check in a second, Dad.
Leonardo is practicing on making a toast to Raphael and Michelangelo at the wedding reception.
Now you raise the glass.
You raise the glass. I will like to propose a toast to Raphael and Michelangelo with a wonderful future together and many more wishes to come, and I hope you will make a wonderful couple and maybe have kids someday.
Where are they going to get the kids?
I hope many more to come. To Raphael and Michelangelo, he said to himself quietly. Oh, to Raphael and Michelangelo. And then the big day arrived. The wedding. It was nighttime in Central Park. Everything was all set. There were red and orange balloons there, red and orange strummers, red and orange chairs in the pattern, and it's all in Disney's Cars theme. Okay.
Honestly, if I went to a wedding and it was a Disney Cars theme, I'd be like in there for 5 seconds and then be like, nope, and out. I love y'all, but I have standards.
Once everybody placed their gifts on the red and orange tables, they all start to take their seats so the wedding will begin. Once their weddings start, Raphael, Leonardo, Donatello, Casey, and Wilka start to walk down the aisle until they all saw April in her white bridesmaid wedding outfit with pearl earrings, pearl necklace, and a pearl bracelet, and then Chrissy came down the aisle dropping yellow fake flowers on the aisle. She is wearing her yellow flower dress with a yellow flower necklace, yellow flower earrings, and a yellow flower bracelet. That was a sentence. Then Buddy and Oreo walk together down the aisle, slowly and carefully bring the red and orange wedding rings on the red and orange pillows. Everyone went awed when they saw Buddy and Oreo holding the rings. Then, when everyone rises up, they saw Michelangelo at the end of the aisle. He was shaky, nervous, and then he starts to have a big panic attack.
Me.
At that time, Raphael walks down the aisle slowly to get to Michelangelo until Michelangelo starts to faint, which causes Raphael to run, and he got down on the grass and hold Michelangelo. Mikey, it's me, Raph. I'm here. It's okay. I'm here for you. And I love you.
I've been waiting for you to roleplay the turtles for me for so long, baby.
No.
Val, why won't you put the headband on for him in the bedroom?
There are no holes in the freaking headband.
Oh, kinky.
Why are you saying you don't own a pair of scissors?
Steve was like, please put the shell on, Val.
Raphael said, holding Michelangelo in his arms. Michelangelo slowly opens his eyes. When the blur disappeared, but it doesn't say if it's the blue blur, he saw Raphael looking down at him. Michelangelo smiled. He got up slowly with some help from Raphael, and he gives him a hug. Thanks for calming me down, Raph. Even though I faded. You are my everything, and you are also my love of my life. You are also my everything as well, Mikey, and you are also my love of my life. And you look... wow. You look amazing. Even though they picked the freaking outfits together.
Logan, I'm not buying Sasquatch pheromones.
But... Sasquatch pheromone discs.
Oh, Jesus.
We need to catch him. We need to have him on the show.
If I buy Sasquatch pheromones, I need your consent to send David the $25 of Taco Bell I dangled in front of him earlier.
Whatever it takes.
Do you hear that, David? I need your consent now to get the pheromones.
Well, I mean, if we gotta get Sasquatch, let's get Sasquatch, man.
He's half man, half machine on the cover of a magazine.
Ha! What prescient timing. Last night for Terrible Movie Tuesday, we watched To Catch a Yeti.
Yeah, with meatloaf.
Are you making a joke here, sir? Yetis and Sasquatches aren't the same thing.
They're cousins.
Dude, cousins.
One is a Yeti, the other is meatloaf.
Michelangelo just smiled and says, "You look amazing and we both look dashing." Raphael smiled and Michelangelo smiled back. Then they both hold hands together and they both walk down the aisle together. I imagine they would walk down the aisle together because if just one of them decides to walk away, it wouldn't work.
Just dragging the other one along?
Yes.
No! No!
Like some petulant child at Kmart.
You're getting married!
Once Raphael and Michelangelo made it down the aisle together, they start to hold hands even though they were already holding hands, which is where Splinter came to the stage and everyone starts to sit down. Dear beloved, we are gathered here to this wonderful experience that we all get to share by bringing these wonderful people married, Raphael and Michelangelo. Oh, that was quick.
Do you, Raphael, take Michelob Ultra to be your husband?
I do. Do you, Michelob Ultra, take Raphael to be your...
Do you, Raphael, take Michelangelo to be your lovely wedded husband as long as you both shall live?
It's not lovely, it's lawfully! Jesus Christ, get it right! How else are they gonna file for tax benefits?
All too bad. Do they even pay taxes?
You're asking the important questions.
Of course I do, Raphael said.
No, they're communists. Everything they have belongs to the state.
I'm done.
Okay.
Naomi.
Apologies ahead of time. Oh, I'm already overwhelmed by how poorly this is written. Do you, Michelangelo, take Raphael to be your lovely wedded husband as long as you both shall live? Wait, did I get the vows? Heck yeah. Well, it's supposed to be the best part, but I have a feeling it's not going to be. Splinter said, "Yes, I do," Michelangelo said. "Now we shall have the rings," Splinter said. Buddy and Oreo walk towards Raphael and Michelangelo on the
runway.
That'd be a much more interesting wedding.
As the 737 is attempting clearance to land.
Do a turn on the runway.
Two turtles were run over today at BWI.
If only. On the red pillow is an orange sparkling wedding ring for Michelangelo. And on the orange pillow is a red sparkling wedding ring for Raphael.
Everything was originally white and they just used Diet Fanta to color everything.
I want you to know that me being tired and this having so many repeating words, I'm just using my finger to like figure out where I am. Both Raphael and Michelangelo smiled at Buddy and Oreo. They took the rings off the pillows. Michelangelo took the red ring and flip it onto Raphael's finger. "With this red ring, I thee wed," he said. Then Raphael took the orange ring and slips it into Michelangelo's finger.
Yeah.
Ow.
I've seen piercings like that.
Yep.
"With this orange ring, I thee wed," he said. "By the power, invest in me."
I will not invest in you, no. You have shown zero credibility whatsoever. You are not deserving of my capital.
Not at all. "I now pronounce you husbands. You may now kiss the groom," Splinter said.
They both reached in for the kiss at the same time and ended up getting a concussion by knocking their heads together. The end.
Raphael and Michelangelo looked at the moon and they looked at each other with a warm smile upon their faces and they leaned close to each other slowly and they had their first wedding kiss, just like they had their first kiss on their first date in Central Park.
Just a small aside, what is the blue corn moon that Pocahontas is talking about?
The blue corn moon is the harvest moon. It's usually in November.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
I was going to go for a funny joke, but yeah.
What was your funny joke?
No, it's okay.
Sorry. Logan, what's the blue corn moon?
I was going to...
Does it have to do with tortilla chips?
Yeah.
What is it, honey?
It's...
You can do it.
is what they make the blue tortilla chips out of, but it's gone now.
It's okay, you tried.
All I heard was it's when they make the blue tortilla chips out of it's gone now, so I can only assume you're talking about the Sasquatch that we didn't get.
We can't catch him.
We can't catch him. Please continue.
While they were kissing, some fireworks magically appeared. When they parted, they looked up at the fireworks in the sky, and then they saw a firework that has their names around a heart. Everyone went awed when they saw the firework, and there were a lot of oohs and ahs from everybody as well.
Unfortunately, the fireworks scared the Sasquatch away, and we couldn't catch him.
The Saskatchewan Sasquatch.
They also scared everyone in Saskatchewan.
All five of them.
Once the fireworks were done and over, Raphael and Michelangelo walked down the aisle along with Leonardo, Chrissy, Casey, April, Donatello, and I keep wanting to say Vilka, but it's Vilka.
Just change it to Wonka in your mind. It's an ensemble cast.
I mean, okay, which one?
The zombie of Gene Wilder walked down the aisle after Raphael and...
Along with Buddy and Oreo down the aisle as well. And then, comma for no reason, they went to the wedding reception and everyone was there.
Even President Abraham Lincoln.
Say hello to Mr. Raphael and Michelangelo Clamato, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
Clamato.
The announcer spoke under the microphone.
That's not how a microphone works!
Yes, it is!
No, it is. I'll demonstrate how you speak under a microphone.
It's hanging like hello! The Madison Square Garden.
All I heard was, hello!
Everyone start to cheer for Raphael and Michelangelo when they entered. And they were shocked to see all of their friends and family at the wedding reception. When they got settled into the room, they all saw the colors in all Disney Cars theme.
Disney's Cars.
Chacao, baby.
What are the colors of Disney's Cars?
Red and orange.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Thought Mater was more of a brown.
So red, orange, and poop.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you gotta get her done.
And then once they came to the table, they saw the wedding cake with both of them on top of the... Oh, I hate this. On top of the cake in their red and orange tuxedos to match the color of their cake. They start to use a sharp knife as opposed to a dull knife. And they carefully cut the cake and they put a slice of their cake onto their plates that are in red and orange colors. And they put the cake into their mouths. Michelangelo put a piece of cake into Raphael's mouth, and Raphael puts a piece of cake into Michelangelo's mouth. Mmm, it's delicious, Raphael said. Yeah, and very yummy. I hope it does not have any peanuts because I have a reaction to peanuts, Michelangelo said.
Oh no, please let him have peanuts. Please, for the love of God, put some conflict in this story.
Right?
Oh, you missed the conflict.
Yeah.
What was the conflict? I missed it too.
Listen to last week's episode.
No.
Hey, Logan, I missed the conflict. How about you?
I missed the peanuts. I want peanuts. I need protein.
I want Snoopy. Give me Snoopy.
Not to worry. If the cake has peanuts, I think the baker must have put some into the cake by accident. But not to worry. I'm here for you, Raphael said, because his presence is going to just scare away anaphylaxis.
Gonna give him that magical healing dick.
And Michelangelo smiled and nodded his head. Let's have Raphael and Michelangelo come to the dance floor, and they will have their first dance, the announcer said.
The Macarena.
Mumbo number 5.
All-star by Smash Mouth. Raphael and Michelangelo start to go to the dance floor, and they start to have their first dance to the song called I Do Cherish You by Mark Wills.
I've never heard this song.
Why couldn't it be Bat Dance by Prince?
They're not Batman!
Why couldn't it be Woodman theme done in Tim Allen Grunts?
Yes!
I mean, honestly, if not that I'm like planning on a wedding anytime soon, but a full-on dance competition.
If I could go back in time and have my wedding again, I would start it up with
had a wedding! We had like a court wedding!
Yeah, we had a courthouse wedding, and I would just show up to the zeroing theme with David talking about someone setting up us the bomb.
Oh, that's not a good thing to do in a courthouse, Steve.
Steve-O comes in with a boombox on his shoulder and just blasting music.
See, I miss boomboxes being a thing, though.
Yeah, it was kind of a status icon. Like
it was a good aesthetic back in the day. Anyways, Sean, you're up.
My favorite thing was purple and vaporwave.
Once they were dancing, Michelangelo smiles at Raphael and says, I love you so much, Raph. You are my love of my life. And you are always there for me. You are my night watcher. Raph smiles back and he says, I love you too, Mikey. You are also my love of my life.
I love you so much too.
Oh, shit. I love you so much too, Mikey. You are also my love of my life. And you are always there for me as well. You are my everything that I always love and know.
Especially my bidet.
Michelangelo smiles, and then they both lean in for the kiss, which everyone starts to clap for.
Clap, 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 clap.
A short time later, Michelangelo starts to feel funny. He starts to feel dizzy. He starts to feel shaky, and then...
He's pregnant.
He starts to have a big, bad panic attack.
What the fuck? That's not how they work!
No!
Well, that's kind of like they work. Never mind.
Michelangelo got down to the floor, which Raphael realizes that Michelangelo is having a panic attack. And he gets down to the floor, and he starts to hold him. Mikey, are you okay? He asks.
Don't do it! Don't do it, guys! Restrain!
I mean, is he okay? Is he okay? Is he okay, Mikey?
Yeah.
He asked, feeling concerned. Michelangelo looked up at Raphael, but he is still dizzy in his vision, and he lay down on the floor, and then
he walks the dinosaur.
Raphael puts his hand on his head, and he realizes that Michelangelo has a bad fever. Mikey, you have a fever, he said.
You have mono. Wait, who did you make out with?
You have lupus.
The only cure is more cowbell.
He said, starting to worry. Then he turned to Leonardo, Donatello, and Chrissy. Donnie, Mikey has a fever, he called out to Donatello.
Here's another question. I know it's peppering and naked opinions, but if you were a Ninja Turtle and you had to pick the name of a famous artist, who would you be?
Rembrandt.
Bobatello.
Logan, what about you?
Oh, fuck. Who's the guy who made that picture of Jupiter devouring his son?
Jesus.
It wasn't Jesus. It definitely was not Jesus.
Any other day you had asked me this and my art-loving ass would have been like, oh, I know.
Francisco Goya.
Yeah, I'm Goya.
That's dark.
You're also a wonderful brand of beans.
Why would you want to be named after beans? At least Rembrandt is named after something respectable like toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
De Goya is his last name.
Niami, what about you?
I have an answer, but as a drag queen, I'm obligated to make it Georgia O'Keeffe, but it should be Georgia O'Keeffe.
Okay. Val, what about you?
Frida Calhoun.
No, not Frida Kahlo.
Actually, that should be my answer. She was pretty gay. I like her.
I would go with Botero. He's the guy that, although his paintings are like very round, plump people.
Oh, yeah.
Like that friar drinking the wine? The round one? The round cows. Yeah, the round cows person.
Yes!
Is that Jesus?
Yes! It's fat Jesus!
It's Jesus if you mirrored his left onto his right.
I hate it. Where could I buy it? Please continue, Sean. I'm sorry.
Oh, where was I?
Talking about Goya and beans and toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, there's the orgasm face there on Jesus.
Yeah. It's like, and why does he have two beards? It's very clear that he didn't know how to finish the painting, so he just mirrored it onto the other side of the painting.
Why does he have the Mitch McConnell turtleneck as well?
Oh my goodness, he even painted dogs!
Yeah, you should see his pictures of cows and pigs.
Oh.
Oh my god!
This dog face looks more human than the Jesus face!
It's like the manticore, except it's like a poodle manticore.
Oh god.
Alright, I'll let Sean finish now.
Okay, I'm coming! Donatello said, and he goes over to Raphael Michelangelo until Michelangelo starts to shake uncontrollably. Which causes Raphael to cry in panic, which at the same time, Leonardo starts to hold him and keep Raphael calm. It's okay, Raph. Mikey will be fine, Leonardo said, holding onto Raphael, who is in tears. Donatello starts to search in his shell to see if there's anything that could stop Michelangelo's seizure.
A seizure?
Yeah. Aha, I found a solution.
It's not uh-huh, it's aha, the band.
I found a solution. This shot will stop the seizure. Okay, Mikey, hold still.
As he takes out a Glock.
Wow.
You're now Old Yeller.
You know, the shots that they usually have to give to stop seizures in emergency, it's diazepam that they inject into your asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
So, Logan, is that going to be your excuse for putting things into my butt?
Yeah, I have to stop you from seizing. You have to inject some Diastat into your butthole.
With your Sidewinder joystick.
I think the Good Samaritan laws will cover that.
I don't think it has one of those, like, tiny fake ejaculation pumps. It's a different model.
Oh, okay. He shot Michelangelo to stop the seizure. Mikey had a seizure? Raphael, Leonardo, and Chrissy said at the same time. Yes, it's when he starts to feel funny. Like his symptoms are dizziness, high fever, feeling shaky, and panicking as well when it comes to his panic attacks. But this shot will stop the seizure, Dontella said. Puts a band-aid on Michelangelo's arm to stop the bleeding.
Well, we already know Logan's called out the factual inaccuracy of what the shot is supposed to be going into.
Yeah. Let me put this bandage on your asshole.
All right, Logan, would you settle? Because I know I promised you gritty slash fake. Would you settle for gritty slash Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's not what I asked you for. I have very specific demands.
No, shush. That's not settling.
I want gritty slash Tomgus. These are the things that I demand. These are the things I need.
Who in the Philadelphia Flyers can we get to come on to read?
Well, I mean, how do you know that Gritty hasn't been on every episode we've ever had? Because he never says anything.
Right?
True.
That's where Gyark's true form is.
Michelangelo starts to calm down a bag of ice for his forehead to stop his fever. And he also starts on drinking some water to make the fever go down. Well, I'm glad that you and I are now married, he said to Raphael.
I'm not glad your seizure has stopped. I'm just glad we're married now.
Yeah, me too. And I'm glad you're okay, Mikey. You had me worried from back there. From back in the past, I guess. I don't know. Raphael said and gives him a kiss on his lips. Michelangelo smiled at his Raphael, who is now his husband.
No!
And his property.
Wait, his what?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Raphael and Michelangelo lived in 1792.
And they went back to the dance floor, which everyone starts to clap for them.
Clap. Just one. Not multiple claps, just one clap.
And then they start to sing a song together from Shania Twain.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Hey, guess what, Logan? Guess what you get to have? The entire song.
Oh, no.
All right.
You are free to Shatner this up as much as you want.
Yeah, just destroy this. I give you permission to wreck my eardrums.
Wait, so what? Which Shania Twain song is this? Okay, whatever. Raphael, I do swear that I'll always be there. I'd give anything and everything. I will always care through weakness and strength, happiness and sorrow, for better, for worse.
Gritty and Tomgus.
I will love you with every beat of my heart. From this moment, life has begun.
Which one of them is pregnant?
Mikey. Mikey's pregnant.
Of course it's Mikey.
Michelangelo, from this moment, you are the one.
Neo.
Raphael, right beside you. Both.
Right beside you.
Is where I belong. From this moment on. Michelangelo, from this moment, I have been blessed. Raphael.
I'll be Michelangelo, you can be Raphael. How's that?
No, I want to be Mikey.
Okay, fine. You can be Mikey, I'll be Raphael.
Okay, you go.
Okay. I live only for your happiness.
And for your love.
I give my last breath for this moment on.
Yeah, I imagine that's how shitty it is.
I give my hand to you with all my heart.
Can't wait to live my life with you. Can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dreams came true because of you.
From this moment,
as long as I live, I will love you. I promise you this. There is nothing I wouldn't give. From this moment on.
Except for maybe $100,000.
Yo, you got $100,000? Let me get $100,000, man.
I only got two.
How about this? Just send me $14,000. That is enough to pay off all of my debt and also get a cool computer.
No. Send me one candy bar and you eat the other candy bar.
This isn't a Twix. There's no equivalent splitting here.
No, you said you had $200,000.
Loken can have a Twix. I want to fucking...
$100,000.
Give.
You're the reason I believe in love.
And you're the answer to my prayers from up above.
Please give me somebody I can stick it in their butt.
All we need is just the two of us.
Making castles in the sky.
What are you saying? Those are not the lyrics to the song.
My dreams came true because of you.
Because of you.
From this moment, as long as I live, I will love you. I promise you this. There is nothing I wouldn't give.
From this moment. Oh crap, I have 5 minutes to live. I will love you as long as I live. From this moment on.
I don't remember the Shania Twain song.
I don't know if we got enough ums. Let's try again, Logan.
Yeah, let's go again on this.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free, a diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstruction of anatomically and ecology incorrect. I've been linked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced, I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school. My inner child is outward bound. I'm hot-wired, heat-sinking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated, and biodegradable. I interface with my database. My database is in cyberspace. I'm interactive. I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive.
Thank you, George Carlin.
No problem, man. I had to step out of my grave to stop this travesty. It turns out that George Carlin's a big Shania Twain fan.
All right, David, you're up.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean, thank God? You already stopped this travesty. Eat your heart out, Shania Twain.
Hopefully she doesn't sue us for copyright infringement. Because you guys are spot on.
Is she going to sue us for the $4 we have?
Sean, I don't even know what the song is supposed to sound like.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah, we were spot on.
That's the other Shania Twain song.
That's the one Shania Twain song.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I feel like a woman.
Val, what do you feel like?
I feel like a woman.
Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, and pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for token speed. I've got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, over the edge, over the top, and under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range ballistic
David.
Missionary.
Hi.
What?
They put us in the boot box together.
Great.
Now they can't separate us ever.
Oh, good. Finally, freedom.
Hooray! Finally!
All right, get your asses back in here.
No! No! Sola Kusanagi and I were finally going to get married!
Wait, is my name listed as Sola Kusanagi? Oh, no. Steve, I've already got my marriage.
I know.
And even though she never plays the game exactly like you'll never play the game... She's still got that ring on it because I liked it, so I put a ring on it.
Do you have the pictures from the Ceremony of Eternal Bonding?
I do somewhere, yes.
Okay, I'd love to see them posted.
Yeah, you, my wife, and video games.
I want to see those pictures, because then I want to Photoshop my one character's one pose onto those pictures.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, once the song was over, Raphael and Michelangelo smile at each other, and then they lean close to each other and share a nice romantic kiss, which everyone clapped and cheered for them.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Yay! Yeah, go Ralph. Go Mikey.
Go Raph.
I'd like to propose a toast to Raphael and Michelangelo.
Raphael?
Raphael and Michelangelo.
Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
For being such wonderful brothers to this family, and I hope for a wonderful future and many more wishes come true. Come true. You can have all the wishes you want, but if they come true, that's purely coincidental.
Wait, where were we?
You called him Raphael.
To Raphael and Michelangelo.
Leonardo said, raising his glass.
Why did I have to remind you of what you were making fun of?
I was trying to find where I was. I lost it. It's just a wall of nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, okay, did anybody see the 90s cartoon Double Dragon?
Yes.
All right, do you remember the shadow wall that fucking Shadow Master or whoever had? And he'd be like, you fuck me over, I'll sit you on this wailing wall thing that I got.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but with text.
Yeah.
Also, that fucking thing gave me nightmares when I was a kid. Because I'm like, what if he finds me and puts me inside the wall? That doesn't sound good. For might, for right, we are Double Dragon. Everyone said together,
I'd like to propose a toast as well. I hope many wishes come for Michael Raphael and Michael Raphael. And maybe some babies someday. And many more for the future. And Mikey,
when it comes to your panic attacks, I will do my best to find a cure to your panic attacks.
Click, click, boom.
I just want to point out, just because David reminded me, this is how stupid the Double Dragons looked in the fucking cartoon.
Oh, did you find a picture?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, God. Oh, that's awful.
I love how they have two Goa'uld in their chest.
Right?
Can I disclose something?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's okay.
Don't worry.
That's fine. I've watched all of them for you.
Oh, thank you. A nice romantic gesture for a nice romantic story.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Here's all you need to know. Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but rude, and Michelangelo is a party dude. No, just a party dude. Which is why he has panic attacks. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
His panic attacks happen because of his crippling social anxiety, so every time he goes to a party, he's constantly questioning his self-worth.
That's too real.
So why is he a party dude, then?
Because in order to go out and socialize, he has to smoke a joint.
Ah.
Helps alleviate his panic attacks.
Yeah, he doesn't feel validation otherwise.
Oh, I forgot. He does the drugs.
He's trying to find himself in other people.
And I'm sure Raphael, because I always know that you need him the most. And he loves you very much in his heart and soul, and you're his everything to Raphael and Michelangelo.
Who let a didgeridoo in here?
You, Raphael. Donut Ello said, raising his glass. Everyone said together,
the surprise for my brothers, Raphael and Michelangelo.
Chrissy said under the microphone, and she gives them an envelope. Once they open it together, they're surprised to find what Chrissy gave them. It says, Raphael and Michelangelo are going to Disney World for their honeymoon. They both gasped and both smiled, and Chrissy gives both of them a hug.
Oh, Chrissy, This is one amazing gift. Thank you.
Are you okay, Kat? You having a bad time? It's okay, baby.
Is Kitty having issues?
Yeah, she's making a sounds.
Hairball.
Kitty about to vomit.
No, it vomits like
hairball.
But this is like
you know these sounds too well, sir.
Listen, one cat is barfy, the other one is like wheezy. So yeah,
Which one's sleepy and which one's grumpy?
Which cat is the party dude?
The dog.
It's jumpy, definitely. And I guess the chicken would be sleepy because she would stay in her bin most of the day.
Where were we? Yes, the terrifying existential nightmare, Michelangelo. Once the wedding is over, there was a long green limo for Raphael and Ralphiel.
The lawnmower having a little trouble starting there.
Michelangelo. Yeah, this is a lawnmower. It's really difficult to ride together to get to their honeymoon. They both went inside the green limo with their favorite foods and favorite drinks, including their favorite movies to watch on TV. That was inside
sweet,
the limo.
The Green Mile.
I'm trying to think of other movies that begin with green.
Oh, The Big Green, that awful soccer movie.
Behind the Green Door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents Catholic High School Girls in Trouble.
What if the Green Mile is just a mile-long green dildo?
What if they misspelled it and it's actually a swamp, the Green Mire?
Oh.
Tomorrow's surprises, yummy pizza. On the back of the limo, it has a sign that says, "Just Married." They were both watching a lot of movies on the TV, like, all at once. With a Coca-Cola trademark. You didn't put the trademark on there, so it doesn't count. In their drink holders and some yummy pizza on a table in front of them.
"Well, I've never been in a limo before,"
Michelangelo said.
"Me either. And I say this is one heck of a surprise. However, I have a surprise for you."
Say again? Well, all right. Those weren't words. Those were vibrations. Can you please do repeat? I appreciate you pumping your or pimping your ASMR channel, Dave, but I really need to know what you're saying.
Oh, God, the clipping.
I have a surprise for you. Close your eyes.
Raphael said. Then Michelangelo closed his eyes. Raphael gently took his hand and slipped a nice orange diamond ring onto his finger.
"Okay. Count of three, go up your ass. 1, 2, 3.
Count to three, go up your ass. 1, 2, 3 is what I heard.
Tape it off. 1, 2, 3. Now you can count to three.
You'll open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, he said. Then Michelangelo opened his eyes and looked at his finger and saw the orange diamond ring. He smiled with tears in his eyes and gave Raphael a kiss on the lips.
I love you so much. However, I have a surprise for you too, my first close your eyes."
All right, can you please reread that line so that it's intelligible in standard American English?
"I love it. Thank you, Ralph. And I love you so much."
He said American English.
Oh, sorry.
"I love it. Thank you, Ralph. I love you so much. However, I have a surprise for you too, but first close your eyes."
The blue collar turtle torn.
Get R done.
Get R done.
The language of my people. I feel so suddenly at home.
He said, then Raphael closed his eyes, and then Michelangelo took his hand gently, and he slipped a red diamond ring onto his finger.
"Okay.
On the count of three, we will open your eyes. 1, 2, 2 plus 1.
I am so happy that Michelangelo has, you know, multiple personality disorder.
I'm for that movie Split.
He said, then Raphael opened his eyes and looked at the finger and saw the red diamond ring. He smiled with tears in his eyes and gives Michelangelo a kiss on the lips.
All right. many props to you for consistency and being inconsistent. Go you, Dave.
Consistency and inconsistent? What? I was fucking consistent as shit.
No, Raphael. There is literally no L before the last letter in his name.
Yeah, I know. That's because his name is Ralph E.L. The worst angel in the pantheon of the Jews. I don't know. Is the Sephardic system considered just strictly Jewish, or is it like any Abrahamic religion?
I think it's any Abrahamic religion.
All right, then there you go.
I love it. Thank you, Mikey.
You're welcome.
And I love you so much as well.
What's your favorite mac and cheese? Mine's mac and cheese.
It's the one that has all the cheese and none of the healthy stuff.
Oh, dude.
That's the best one! I got some in my truck right now!
I like the one with the bionicle shapes.
Oh, bionicle truck!
All right there, David. $15,000 Patreon goal. Fill the Ford F-150's entire flatbed full of mac and cheese.
I would swim in it.
Ooh.
He said, then they start to relax on their seats, and they continue to watch their movies. Once they got to
Disney World,
Raphael starts to pick up Michelangelo in a bridal way. Just like a groom picks up his bride, and they start to go into their room.
Thank you for explaining it to us. Please tell me more.
This doorknob, when properly operated.
Look, I was away. It's good for me to know where we are.
I love the next two words. They whooped.
Whoop.
Whoop. There it is.
It's the sound of the police.
Pour out the Fango root beer. We gonna listen to the Wildcats tonight.
Also, did they just drive from New York to Florida in like record time?
They're turtles. They travel fast.
They're turtles traveling through time.
Yeah.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
Haven't you noticed how quickly time goes by while you're whooping?
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop. It's the time that goes by.
Whoop, whoop. L'chaim.
They whooped, and they start to snuggle in their bed. And when morning came, after many a whooping, they start to have some fun in
Disney World.
Takes out his quivering turtle dick.
And his turtle dick also goes, whoop, whoop.
Oh, God.
That's the exact sound it makes. Yes.
My penis is a fire alarm at the Alexandria Mark Center Hilton. Sounds like whoop, whoop, looks like flashing lights.
It's the sound of the police.
For those of you that don't know, the Mark Center Hilton has signs up that says fire alarm sounds like whoop, whoop, looks like flashing lights.
Yes.
Holy shit.
That's incredible.
Including seeing their favorite characters, ride lots of rides, and also see lots of shows, try new food, and have lots of fun, like they want to do it again and again, including seeing their favorite characters. McQueen and Mater from Disney's Cars.
Get her done!
Get our done!
Including Nemo from Finding Nemo, along with Simba from The Lion King. Hey, Simba, how's your dad? Oh.
Simba's part of the Dead Dad Club.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I'm part of the Dead Dad Club. Shit.
Aww.
I just made that real.
Yeah, we made it all too real. Let's roll it back a bit. This is the best honeymoon ever. Raphael and Michelangelo said at the same time, enjoying their relaxation at the
Disney World
Resort and Spa.
Oh!
They both sighed by getting a massage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Chapter 4.
Yeah? Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say, buddy?
Come on!
Oh, Jesus.
I'm familiar with Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I'm not familiar with Chapter 4 pregnancy.
Oh, brilliant. Comedy has peaked. Let's all go home.
Yep, good game. Shaking hands in a very Nobel Awards kind of way. Congratulations, congratulations.
Good game, oh, no. Easy.
Whoop, whoop. As the weeks had passed, Raphael and Michelangelo came back into the sewers from their honeymoon, and they start to tell Leonardo, Donatello, Splinter, and Chrissy about their nice, wonderful honeymoon. And that they also brought them some nice gifts as well. For Donnie, we know how much you love the movie called The Lion King. So we got you some stuff that came from The Lion King.
Yeah, like all of the animals in there, willfully endangering them. How about some white rhino horn?
Here you go.
We know you love The Lion King, so we brought you stuff from Five Old Goes West.
You know.
We brought you fossilized monkey feces.
Oh.
And also Mufasa's corpse.
Oh, just pull out this huge bag, open it, and just a stampede comes out, and it's like, heard you like Lion King?
It's the wildebeests, oh God.
Dad?
Raphael said, handing Donatello a bag.
You gotta get up, Dad.
Wake up!
Wake up, Dad!
You gotta get up, Dad!
Dad, wake up! Dad, wake up! You gotta come watch the new remake of Lion King at the theaters with me!
Simba, it's 2-for-1 Baconators! Let's go!
Whoa. You for real, Steve? Because I will get down on those fucking 1,300-calorie burgers. Steve, don't mess with my heart. Are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah, Steve, I gotta hit my toes for the day.
God damn it.
Is it because you want to get baconated?
Hashtag baconate your man.
Yeah.
I still haven't eaten a baconator, by the way.
Steve, let's go do it right now.
How about this? Next week, I'll get a baconator right before the show starts, and I will eat it on the air.
Thank God.
You're going to have a fucking heart attack on the show.
Well, I'll die as I lived, covered in sweat and eating things.
Steve, I will go get a Baconator too. That way we can have Baconators together.
And die together.
We can have a Baconator date.
Everybody, community event coming up.
Why are we giving them money?
What? Giving whom what?
Why are we as a community trying to give them money?
Because Wendy's is delicious. What are you talking about?
It's horrible.
No, it's incredible.
December 5th at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be having a group Baconator eating. It's called Christmas with a Heart Attack.
No, Christmas with Cholesterol. I see I made it funny.
Baconating your man is just a bonus at that point.
Right. And if you want to baconate your man, do it.
All right. I want to see if they actually got Mufasa's corpse. Raphael said, handing Donatello a bag full of Lion King stuff. Okay. Wow. I love the Lion King. Thank you. I love it, Donatello said with a smile.
Oh my God.
We don't even know what's in it.
Just stuff.
Just stuff. That's all that matters.
We know how much you love Finding Nemo, so we got you some cool stuff from Finding Nemo. Here you go. Michelangelo said, handing Leonardo a bag full of Finding Nemo stuff. Wow, Finding Nemo. I love it, guys. Thanks. This means a lot to me, Leonardo said.
There was a time where I could recite all of Finding Nemo.
That's all right. Nobody's perfect. Not everybody's eating a Baconator. It's okay.
Right, like me.
Yeah, I'm far from perfect. No Baconators in me.
Get a Baconator. Next week. It's time. Now's the time.
For Leo, we know how much you love Finding Nemo, so we got you some cool stuff from Finding Nemo. Here you go. Here's your sign, Michelangelo said, handing Leonardo a bag full of Finding Nemo stuff. Wow, Finding Nemo. I love it, guys. Thanks. This means a lot to me, Leonardo said. For my little tiger cub, Chrissy, I know how much you love Cars and the Little Mermaid. So me and Mike got you some nice stuff from Disney's Cars and the Little Mermaid.
I just realized, guys, next week is going to be a great week because it's Baconator and also Smash.
Oh, I thought it was because our check would be in the mail from Disney.
And Wendy's.
Oh, that too. Disney, fucking, what are you doing with your life? Give us money so we can fucking Baconator.
Enjoy, pumpkin. Raphael said, handing Chrissy some nice gifts that had Disney's Cars and the Little Mermaid.
Oh, Raph, Mikey, I love you. Thank you very much. I love it. The gifts are great. Thank you.
Chrissy said and gives them a hug and a kiss on the cheek. And for a wonderful father and good master Splinter, we know how much you love Japan. So me and Mikey, we got you some nice gifts from Japan and Disney's Epcot.
Wow!
It was just a bowl of ramen.
We hope you will love them because we love you very much as our wonderful father, Raphael said while giving Splinter the gifts that has everything from Japan at Disney's Epcot. Splinter smiled at the gifts and gives his sons a hug.
This is just all the food dishes they offer at the Japan booth, but they're old and moldy.
Oh no, oh god.
Next up is Val. That was long.
Yeah.
It hurt.
It's so wonderful for you both to give me such wonderful gifts. I do appreciate everything, my sons, he said with a smile. Raphael and Michelangelo both smiled down at their father and good master, and they all go to bed for the night because they were tired from their flight back to New York. Then, while everyone was asleep, Michelangelo woke up having a seizure.
Again?
You don't really wake up.
If you grab a brush and put on a little makeup, you do.
Yeah. He was shaking really badly, which causes Raphael to wake up and also causes Raphael to hold Michelangelo during the seizure. No, you don't want to hold them during the seizure.
You don't hold them down. Like,
not good.
Mm-mm.
Leonardo, Donatello, Chrissy, and Splinter woke up when they heard Michelangelo scream.
And Goku, and Mario, and Sonic.
Then entire cast of Smash Ultimate.
Solid Snake.
Krim the Cram. Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
Oh, God, get her out of here.
I've seen people have a seizure, like the major one.
I'm not a fan of seizure salads.
Can you, like, end up yelling during one of those? Because I don't think it can happen.
Usually your jaw tenses and, like, you risk breaking your teeth more than anything.
Yeah.
Screaming through your teeth?
I guess. And they all go into Raphael and Michelangelo's bedroom and saw Michelangelo all shaken up.
That's certainly one way to put it, huh?
Yeah. Raphael was holding him, trying to get Michelangelo to calm down.
Put his hand on his deck is the best time for him to give him a hand job.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just hold his hand still and he jiggles about.
You just hold the dick and the guy moves through it. Like, it's, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's like a double dutch.
These jokes suck, by the way.
Yeah. And the bedroom light was on. It's okay, Mikey. I'm here. It's okay. Just calm down. Shh.
Val, stop telling me to be quiet. Why are you repressing me? I'm gonna go get food. Thanks so much.
Oh my God, I'm hungry now. Raphael whispered while holding Michelangelo, who is still shaken.
Not stirred.
The seizures stop for about an hour, and that is when Michelangelo starts to calm down.
Here, you hungry? Here's a bag of flour.
But it's not full!
No, just eat the flour.
But it's not a brand new bag. It's an old used bag.
Oh, choosy, choosy Val can't eat old flour.
Yeah. Yeah, the seizures stop for about an hour, and that is when Michelangelo starts to calm down, and he falls fast asleep right in Raphael's big, strong green arms. Around midnight, I don't know where there's a hyphen there, but Raphael and Michelangelo start to look at each other with love in their eyes.
Oh.
Even though they're asleep, and they start on kissing each other, and then a short time later, they kept on kissing each other until they all fall fast to sleep. And then, apparently, he sleep talks. Good night, my sweet Mikey. I love you even more, whatever you say, Raphael said with a smile.
Is Steve back?
No.
Can you ask him why he tweeted about himself in the third person?
Why didn't you tweet about yourself in the third person?
Because I'm not smart.
Ooh, grapes. Thank you.
It just looks like an idiot.
No, I am not Russian bot.
But it's normal for Steve to look like an idiot.
Wow! Wow!
Val, you can really roast him, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, we got an oven and a barbecue. Michelangelo smiled back and he gives Raphael a kiss on his lips. Still while sleeping. Good night, my sweet Raph, and also my night watcher. I love you even more, whatever you say. I don't get this sentence, this whatever you say. Michelangelo said with a smile, and they both fall fast to sleep again. When morning came, Michelangelo starts to wake up with a very bad seizure. What the fuck is wrong?
He's got a seizure disorder.
He needs help.
He has to stop watching that episode of Pokemon.
Like, if you have serious epilepsy, you need to get medication for it.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is a medical journal.
No. Raphael? No, Laza, you don't get my grapes.
Grapes?
Dogs hate grapes.
No, dogs love grapes, but grapes don't like them.
Yeah, it's bad for their liver, if I remember well.
Yes.
Raphael was holding him still, along with a Lightning McQueen plush that he gave him while at Disney World.
God damn it.
Donatello, Leonardo, Chrissy, and Splinter were in the room because apparently they never left from yesterday. And they saw Michelangelo really shaken up.
God, why do they keep calling him that?
That's so insensitive.
I know. In Raphael's arms until Michelangelo passed out. I guess that's kind of the way to say it. Mikey, Raphael said, feel Michelangelo. And he gasped. He's not breathing. He panicked. Donatello came over to them, helped Raphael carry Michelangelo to take him to the infirmary, finally. And then, Donatello starts to shock Michelangelo to help Michelangelo breathe again.
Is he clear for that?
I mean, if you have an AED, sure, but they didn't explain you have an AED.
No, it's just jumper cables hooked up to a battery.
That's also how I get my rocks off.
Yeah, hooked up to his nipples.
By hugging them up to you, the rocks.
That's what happened to Shane McMahon at the hands of Kane back in the Attitude Era.
Was the Attitude Era your favorite WWF era?
No.
What is?
Honestly, like, I preferred the Ruthless Aggression era.
David, are you eating cereal?
No, I'm eating chicken.
Oh, okay.
So, he already started to shock Michelangelo, but then he says, "You guys better stand back," Donatello said, and then he shocks Michelangelo.
What?
"Clear," he said, and shocked Michelangelo. Until he heard a heart beat, and he sighed with relief. Then he looked at Raphael, Leonardo, Christy, and Splinter that were outside the door. "Well, how is he?" Raphael asked.
"He died."
No, the next part is, oh.
Wow.
Oh, God.
"Guys, Mikey almost had a stroke, but he's in a coma."
But the stroke has nothing to do with the...
I know! Yeah.
It's called a defibrillator. Even if he didn't have a heartbeat, you wouldn't use a defibrillator.
Yeah.
"How do science?" "And I'm sure he's going to be all right, though. I'm not sure how long he is going to be in a coma, but we just have to do now is waiting and hope that Mikey will pull through," Donatello said.
Thoughts and prayers.
I got some really mixed signals from that diagnosis. Right? I'm sure he's going to be all right. I don't know how long he's going to be in a coma, but we have to hope that he's going to pull through.
Thoughts and prayers.
You know, I have a feeling none of these people are qualified to be doctors.
Republican, well, you know, Medicaid. What?
You can put that feeling to test because you're up next, Naomi.
Oh, Jesus.
It has nothing to do with miraculous recoveries here.
Raphael felt a sigh of relief, and then he walks quietly into the room and saw Michelangelo lying on the bed. Raphael goes over to him, holds his hand with tears in his eyes, and he says, "Oh, Mikey, I'm really sorry for this to happen. I just hope that you will make it, and maybe you and I could...
You know. Uno.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say that.
Uno the movie.
Uno.
Steve-O, quick aside. I need you to make a compilation for that clip of us all saying, you know, is just repeated and layered.
You know.
So it's like 10 minutes long of us saying,
uh-huh. You know. All right. Then I need to get a you know from David because he didn't say you know. I'll wait.
we can hang out.
Yeah, we can watch movies.
Where'd he go?
Maybe the chicken he was eating ended up eating him.
No, I went to go get some juice.
Some chicken juice?
Can you say you know?
You know.
Perfect. All right, please continue, Naomi.
"Have a family of our own someday. When it comes to having babies someday, because I do want to have kids with you, and I bet you want to have kids with me as well. And well, I just hope that you will pull through, because I love you very much, and I don't want to lose you."
Meanwhile, I'm just like, come on, death, death, let's do this, death, come on, man.
Please die. This is my favorite soap opera. He starts to hold on to his hand until he starts to feel strange inside his stomach. And he puts his hand... I hate
He's
it.
He's getting a love child right now.
He puts his hand over his...
Oh! My ulcers!
He puts his hand over his mouth and starts to run out of the room and goes into the bathroom and vomits.
That just goes to show you, if you want to be pregnant, you will. So clearly you just don't want it enough.
Are you talking to me or Val or both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Wow. Work together.
One of you needs to have a heart attack, go into a coma, and then Steve will magically have babies in his stomach.
Oh, God.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that all the times I've jerked off into a cup and told Val to drink it from her other mouth are not helping?
Yeah?
Well, yeah, if you keep pouring your jizz into her asshole, it's not going to do anything.
Steve-O, that's because I actually never did it, because that's a stupid thing to do.
Have you noticed your food is a lot creamier lately?
Oh, God.
Please purchase Natural Harvest.
We have been making a lot of Indian food lately, so it has been quite creamy.
Oh.
When are we going to make Natural Harvest 2?
What's the one with the drinks?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Let me look it up. Let's Google cum drinks. Nope, that's not what I wanted.
Is this just a bunch of cum drinking videos?
Cum drinks cookbook. Semenology.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Semenology, the semen bartender's handbook.
Oh, God.
What?
Guess at the name of the first cocktail.
Tequila Sunrise?
Oh, that's actually a pretty good guess. But no, it's Prostate Passion.
Wow! Okay.
Oh my God.
That doesn't sound like a drink. That sounds like the scent of a candle.
Smells like ass.
There's one named a Mexican cum slide.
All right, no, save it for afterwards. We'll discuss this later.
There's one called semen hemorrhage.
What?
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I'm putting the kibosh.
The perfect gift for the holidays coming up.
A semen hemorrhage?
I'm going to guess it's a Bloody Mary with semen in it.
My prostate hurts just thinking about it.
Your prostate always hurts.
But I have nothing to do with it.
I love this show.
How about a watermelon gin jizz?
Logan, no more!
Oh no!
We're done. No, you can do the fade out for this whole episode by just reading them off. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just hold it in.
These are amazing.
Logan, send link.
Shh. Val, please continue.
But if he holds it in, then he can't make the cocktails.
Hold it in your prostate.
Yeah. Wait, no, Steve-O, I was done.
Oh, it's Naomi who's still reading.
Yeah, I just can't stop crying and laughing. Okay.
That's drink.
God. Raphael had spent in the infirmary with Michelangelo for almost 3 weeks, and it has now been 4 weeks until Michelangelo woke up by moving his hand to touch Raphael's hand until he starts to feel funny. He has been crying, me too, and Raphael was holding him and rocking him back and forth, just like what Splinter did when Raphael was a baby once. Master, do you know what's wrong with Mikey? Raphael asked while holding Michelangelo and looking up at Splinter.
He's in a coma!
This is really odd. But let me see if I could read his mind, Splinter said. And then he goes over to where Raphael and Michelangelo are at. He put his paw on Michelangelo's forehead. And then he felt something odd inside of Michelangelo's mind. This is very odd, he said. What is it, Master? Raphael asked, feeling concerned.
He's got babies inside his mind vagina.
Yeah. Well, I have this feeling that maybe Michelangelo's mind was somehow an infant?
Taken over by the liberal media.
Splinter said, while taking his paw off of Michelangelo's forehead, which somehow Raphael felt very shocked on what happened to Michelangelo. How are we going to help him be back to his normal self again? Raphael asked with tears in his eyes. As far as I can tell, I am not absolutely sure about it, but I believe that we can work together on helping Michelangelo go back to his normal self, which is by taking one step at a time. What steps? But do not worry, my son. I will be right by your side to help you with it.
I hate alcohol sometimes because my eyes went a little crossed. Instead of seeing Splinter, I read sphincter. It's just a giant, hairy, anthropomorphic sphincter talking to you.
It's Derpy Splinter from the 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles porn parody.
I miss my home turtles.
Splinter, a.k.a. Sphincter, said while putting his paw on. Raphael smiled and then his expression turned into a small frown. What troubles you, my son? Splinter asked, seeing Raphael's sad expression on his face. Raphael looks up at Splinter and he took a deep breath. Master, there's something that I have to tell you. I'm pregnant and I am about 21 weeks along, he said.
What?
You heard him.
Did I fucking stutter?
You haven't been married that long. You haven't even told your love to him that
long?
It was a shotgun wedding. That's besides the point. How did he just notice?
So, a turtle's only pregnant for 60 days.
Yeah, turtle's only pregnant for 45 to 75 days. So, this turtle is now 2.5 times pregnant? God damn it, David.
Splinter was in a little shock and that he feels happy that Raphael is now carrying his first grandchild or grandchildren. My son, I am not mad, but I am happy to hear that you are now expecting your very first child. And I am sure once Michelangelo goes back to his normal self, I am sure that Michelangelo will be happy to know that he is going to be a father to your child or children.
Without having to know that this is actually your baby. Next up is Sean.
However, I am supporting you as well, because I don't want you to feel left out, and that you need as much support that you're going to need to get through this pregnancy, including labor and delivery.
Isn't that, like, delivery part of labor?
Yeah.
I am sure that your brothers, including Chrissy, who's apparently a boy now, will help you as well. I am also absolutely sure that you are going to be a wonderful father to your children, to your child or children, my son. He said while putting his paw on Raphael's shoulder, while Raphael is still holding on to Michelangelo. Michelangelo nodded his head. Oh, shit.
No.
Raphael nodded his head, and then he grabbed Mikey's to nod Mikey's head, and smiled and he gives Michelangelo a kiss on his forehead. I love you, Mikey. I will do what I can to help you.
Well, Sean, I've been waiting years for you to tell me that you love me, but my name isn't Mikey.
Can't
the love has thrown him off.
Can't help you get back to your normal self again, because I'm pregnant with your baby or babies.
He whispered to Michelangelo while holding him, who is now sleeping in his arms. Day after day, Michelangelo is making a lot of progress.
Time after time.
I was waiting. Thank you for delivering.
On turning back into his normal self again, but his mind is still an infant, and that Raphael has been feeling nauseous, dizzy, losing his appetite, and that he has been throwing up a lot every morning, noon, and night, whenever he's with Michelangelo.
Logan, the last time you were pregnant, did you have symptoms like this?
What? I mean, I remember a lot of vomiting, but I don't think it was because I was pregnant.
Chrissy has been helping Raphael to help Michelangelo, and she is being very supportive because she is excited to meet the new addition to the family.
Raph, mind if I tell you something, please?
I thought you called him Raft for a second.
Get on this boat, she asked nicely. Of course, Chrissy.
Please get on this boat.
Of course, Chrissy, sweetie. You can tell me anything, Raphael said while putting her on his lap.
I want a baby brother,
Chrissy said shyly. Aw, you want a baby brother? Raphael asked while giving Chrissy a hug.
Well, too bad.
Yes, I do want a baby brother, Chrissy said with a little smile.
Aw, Chrissy, you're so very sweet.
You're so close to doing the big dude from Two Stupid Dogs.
Well, isn't that cute?
But it's wrong!
Raphael said with a smile and gives her a kiss on the cheek. I love you, pumpkin.
I love you too, Raffy.
Chrissy said back and gives him a kiss on the cheek. As the days pass, Michelangelo's mind has turned back into his normal self until one day.
Well, that was fucking magical.
Yeah, that's when it's appropriate to say, Jesus.
He starts to feel nauseous, dizzy, losing his appetite. And he has been throwing up as well every morning, noon, and night, when he's been in a coma. Anyway, both him and Raphael went to see Donatello in his lab, who was looking at Michelangelo's blood sample under his microscope, along with Raphael's blood sample. Donatello turned around and saw Raphael and Michelangelo coming into inside his lab.
Hi, guys. You're just in time.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Time for what? Raphael asked.
I'll show you, Donatello said. And he walks to another side of the lab while Raphael and Michelangelo follow him. And they both sat down on the chairs. And then Donatello grabbed a pregnancy test for Michelangelo to take.
Here, Mikey. This is called a pregnancy test. You just put your urine sample into the cup. and put the stick in the cup and wait for 5 minutes to see if you're pregnant or not.
So last week when y'all posted images of what a turtle's penis looks like, that's what's unraveling to give this urine test.
Yeah!
Gross.
He said, handing Michelangelo a pregnancy test. Okay, if you say so, Michelangelo said. And he goes into the bathroom that Donatello kept in his lab. Oh, the instructions are on the box. Just read them and do each step while doing it, Donatello said.
Last up is Logan.
Thanks, Donnie,
Michelangelo said.
No prob,
Donatello said while closing the door. 5 minutes later, Michelangelo came out of the bathroom and he looks at the pregnancy test in his hand with a shocked look on his face. Raphael goes over to him.
You okay, Mikey? What's the matter?
Yeah, I'm okay, Rocky.
You okay, Mikey?
Yeah, I'm okay, Rocky.
What's the matter?
He asked, feeling concerned.
It's positive. We're pregnant.
We?
So, Steve, you're the one who peed, right? And then it tells you if Val's pregnant.
And when I get it back, it just says beard.
What was it? Pirates are wild.
Congrats!
Baby pirates.
Ooh, pirates are wild.
Ooh, merch.
But that would be bad. I don't want to be pregnant or butt pregnant.
Or pirates.
I've already had enough issues with my urethral canal. I don't want to have to push a baby out of it.
Oh,
butt pirate.
Holding onto Raphael into a hug with tears in his eyes. Raphael holds Michelangelo and rubs his shell, and that he feels overwhelmed that both of him and Michelangelo are now going to be daddies for the first time.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
As the weeks went on, and that makes Raphael's 30th week and Michelangelo's 29th week into the pregnancy, because Donatello has given them some good advice about pregnancy, like eat fruits, vegetables, lots of grain, and dairy, so their babies will stay healthy.
So follow the fucking food pyramid.
Yeah, you eat the food pyramid, then eat all of its constituent parts.
As instructed by Marilyn Manson, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you eat 16 eggs a day.
The reverse food pyramid is just called a doof demeripe. Don't fucking judge me.
So their babies could stay healthy without any problems at all. And that they both need to see Donatello every once a week for a checkup, including an ultrasound to see how their babies are doing inside their stomachs.
You don't have to do an ultrasound a week.
When Donatello first print out their first baby pictures of their babies inside their stomachs, Raphael and Michelangelo couldn't believe that they are seeing baby turtles inside of them with nice heartbeats. Three fingers on each hand, two toes on each foot.
Two toes?
a tail, a shell, a plastron, and a beak as well. Who here knows about turtles? Sean, you said you watched all the Turtles episodes. What's a plastron?
I have no idea. Probably something made up for this.
Can you believe it, Mikey? We're going to be parents, Raphael said while looking at the ultrasound pictures. Yeah, I'm so excited. What do you think our babies are going to be? Boys or girls or both? Michelangelo asked. Well, not sure. But if I'm having a boy, I will name him Mikey Jr., which is right after you.
How fucking creative.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having a girl, I will name her Michaela. Raphael said while holding onto Michelangelo. For me, if I'm having a boy, I'm going to name him Raph Jr.
Jesus. Ezekiel Jesus.
Yeah.
Which is right after you.
If I'm having a boy, I'm naming him Val. If I'm having a girl, I'm naming her Val.
I thought you were going to have them named Dump Truck Treg Ports.
No, that's what Logan keeps saying. It's not going to happen, though.
It is going to happen.
Next Patreon.
Thanks for reminding me. I got to go grab the Patreon list.
If I'm having a girl, I will name her Raphaela. Michelangelo said while looking at Raphael holding onto him. As the days went on, Michelangelo starts to put some buttermilk body lotion on Raphael's stomach, and he rubs his stomach to make the itching to stop.
For a second, I thought you were going to say he's putting on some buttermilk weight as a nice way to term the weight gain for being pregnant.
Ah, that feels so good.
Deeper.
Mmm. Thanks, Mikey. You are my lifesaver, Raphael said with a smile.
You guys are doing great making ambient noises for my Doom 2 mod.
It's no problem at all. Now, can you do me as well, please? Michelangelo asked.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mikey, Raphael said. And then he starts to put some buttermilk body lotion on Michelangelo's stomach.
Do you get paid every time you say buttermilk body lotion?
I don't know. Do we get paid every time we say Cars the movie?
Cars the movie, Baconator, Disney World.
We should be making way more money by now.
Aroma, not America's number one rice cooker.
He rubs his stomach to make the itching to stop as well.
Oh, yeah.
That feels so much better.
Higher, Logan. Higher.
Can you do that again, but before you scream, say it's Wednesday, my dudes?
No.
Do it, Logan.
Can you say it's Baconator Wednesday and then go, oh?
It's Baconator Wednesday, oh.
Hashtag got 'em. That works.
That feels so much better. Thanks, Raph, my night watcher. You're my lifesaver, Michelangelo said with a smile.
You're my air supply, because I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
You're my wham.
You're my male pregnancy.
That's the creepiest thing you can say.
You're welcome, Mikey. Wow. Looks like you and I do love on how we helped each other on getting rid of the itching when it comes to pregnancy.
So just to digest, looks like you and I do, good, love on
how we helped each other on getting rid of the itching when it comes to pregnancy.
That's easy. You just don't get pregnant.
Raphael said, and then they both started to relax on the couch with pillows for their heads, backs, and their feet. And then they start to watch a nice Disney movie with Chrissy Donatello and Leonardo, which the movie is called Disney's The Lion King, while Splinter is taking a nice nap.
But that's it. We will continue this next week, hopefully be finished.
Hang on, I have a list to read.
Oh, well, no, let me read the Patreon list.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, thank you. Let me do my job. Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Dylan Barber, Discuss, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Joshua Burns Rivera, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Fouch, Michelangelo used Earthquake, it's not very effective, Miri, Niami Rose, Pope Sloth XVII, Sarah for the Win, Sean Webster, Steve Van Sickle, The Waffle, Wage, and it comes through as ASCII text ass at Jaden Sprider. Now that we have a long-term patron on, has it been worth your monetary investment to do this?
Yes.
It's you, Niami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to hear.
I got a yes from David a full 10 seconds before Niami decided to respond.
I want you to know, Steve-O, that I really do promote the shit out of this show in real life.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Everyone I know knows that I give you money and I participate in the Discord. Like,
you are ridiculously good to us and we very much appreciate it.
And now?
I mean, I sent you a pretty fucking badass shirt.
And now, a sexy list reading.
No, and now!
Oh, God.
Good. Yes. Prostate passion. Macho mojito. Semen-rimmed margarita.
I'm going to assume that was semen room.
Heavenly cognac. Semen-enhanced absinthe. Absolute semen. Creamier eggnog.
Otherwise known as semen.
Yeah.
The milkman is coming.
Very appropriate for the upcoming holidays.
God, I hope he is.
Grasshopper Deluxe. Mexican cum slide. Long Island iced tea.
That's fucking normal.
Oh, okay, I got it. I did get it.
Gym and tonic. Watermelon gin jizz.
Yeah.
Semen hemorrhage. Orgasm on the beach.
Yeah.
Cake by the ocean.
Pina cum loud. Bellini di Simi. Semen bomb. Galliano cum shot. A shot of Fadi. Tequila cum shot. Okay, I'm ending my recording now.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.